1915. March 17, 1915. A letter from Elder W.C. White. Ellen G. White. During the last week, Mother has been sitting up 3 or 4 hours each day. The doctors say that she is holding up remarkably, considering her age. Last Wednesday, March 3rd, she said to Brother Chrysler, "I need the prayers of all God's people." To her nurse, she said, "Jesus is my blessed Redeemer, and I love him with my whole being." Today, in talking with Brother Chrysler, she said, "My courage is grounded in my Savior. I want that peace that abounds in Christ Jesus. My work is nearly ended. Looking over the past, I do not feel the least mite of despondency or discouragement. I feel so grateful that the Lord has withheld me from despair and discouragement, and that I can still hold the banner. I am very grateful that this is so. I know Him whom I love, and in whom my soul trusteth." Speaking of death, she said, "I feel, the sooner the better. All the time that is how I feel, the sooner the better. I have not a discouraging thought, nor sadness. I have hoped I should be able once more to speak to the people, but that is the Lord's business, not mine. I have light and faith and hope and courage and joy in the Lord, and that is enough. The Lord understands what I can endure, and He has given me grace to bear up under the discouragements that I have sometimes had to bear, and I feel thankful for this. I have nothing of which to complain. I thank the Lord for all His goodness, all His mercy, all His love." Pointing to and handling some of her books, she continued, "I appreciate these books as I never did before. They are truth, and they are righteousness, and they are an everlasting testimony that God is true. Let the Lord take His way and do His work with me, so that I am refined and purified, and that is all I desire. I know my work is done. It is of no use to say anything else. I shall rejoice, when my time comes, that I am permitted to lie down to rest in peace. I have no desire that my life shall be prolonged." Following a prayer by Brother Chrysler, she prayed, "Heavenly Father, I come to Thee, weak, like a broken reed, yet by the Holy Spirit's vindication of righteousness and truth that shall prevail. I thank Thee, Lord, I thank Thee, and I will not draw away from anything that Thou wouldst give me to bear. Let Thy light, let Thy joy and grace be upon me in my last hours, that I may glorify Thee, is my great desire. And this is all that I shall ask of Thee. Amen." Following the prayer, "I did not know how it would be in the last, the very last, on account of the affliction. But I find that I can lean my whole weight on the promises of God, and I do not at all doubt or question His wisdom in any way. He has provided for me to be carried through, and I shall rejoice just as long as I have tongue and voice." W.C. White.